My friend's part in celebrating the joy of Christmas is the giving of gifts. Surveys tell us that hundreds and thousands of dollars are spent to buy gifts for families, friends, relatives. Well, there's nothing wrong with that, because giving gifts is a sign of the goodness of our heart. It shows that we appreciate and value each other. And today, tonight, we also receive a gift from God. A very special, extraordinary gift from God. The gift of His only begotten Son. Sadly though, today's world, materialism and consumerism has overshadowed the true meaning of Christmas. And so we ask ourselves, what is really the meaning of Christmas? How do we understand? Why do we celebrate Christmas? Well, Christmas is not just the celebration or a commemoration of the anniversary of the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ 2,000 years ago. It is much more than that. Because Christmas is actually a celebration of a mystery that has marked and continues to mark the history of man. So at its core, Christmas is a celebration of faith, a celebration of belief. And so from the theological point of view, Christmas is a celebration where it is a time for us to be joyful because the divine encounters the human. It is a celebration of the entrance of the eternity into the confines of time and space. It is an affirmation of what St. John writes in his Gospel. It says that God will come to dwell among men. And this divine indwelling is for the reason of our salvation. You know, when man fell from grace, God was impelled to redeem man. And part of His plan is to send His only begotten Son to become one like us, and to die and to rise and to resurrect from the dead, to give us new life. And Christmas is the dawn, the beginning of that promise. It is the start of the promise of salvation that God planned long ago. From the existential point of view, since Christmas also means that since Jesus is considered as God, the Word made flesh, we are now then given the opportunity to meet Him today. So, in our liturgical celebration, or even in Christmas cards or Christmas greetings, or even in our Gospel today, we hear the phrase, today, salvation, or today, a child is born. We are not just simply using a very conventional expression, but it reminds us that today, at this very moment, now, God is allowing us, in the person of His Son, Jesus Christ, who is born as our Savior, to recognize Him, to encounter Him. And I'm sure that this encounter with our loving God, now, at this moment, at this present moment, is what we need, especially in our daily life, as we continue to face the challenges in our lives. Because the Word of God becoming flesh, Jesus Christ, becoming one like us, essentially tells us that our God, who loves us so much, who designed our salvation long ago, is that somebody who is out there, out of touch, intangible. But with the person of Jesus Christ, we come to know and encounter right at this very moment, today, a God who loves us so much. Jesus, by becoming human like us, puts a face to a God whom we believe. And this God is very, very willing to accompany us every step of the way. And this is what we need in our daily lives. The assurance that God is joining with us in our afflictions, in our struggles, in our problems, in our sickness, in our pains, in our sorrows. God is right here with us. And because Jesus, the Word of God becoming flesh, we are given the opportunity to encounter and to recognize our God. My friends, today, we are so fortunate because we are given this great gift. The gift of the only begotten Son of God. And this is what we celebrate. The joy of God looking down upon us with mercy and tenderness and compassion. And because of that, He sent His only begotten Son to become like us, to assure us that yes, He is with us every step of the way. This is the joy of Christmas. This is what we are celebrating today. And that is the real meaning of Christmas. And so, my friends, I invite you then to really contemplate and to experience the mystery of the Incarnation in the Eucharist. We are gathered here tonight to celebrate this beautiful liturgy. You know, the Eucharist is the heart of Christmas. That is the heart of Christmas. Because here, we encounter the real presence of Jesus Christ in His body and blood. This is where we encounter Him, feeding us with the strength that we need to face the struggles of everyday life, showing us how much the Father loves us. This is what we get in the Eucharist. And so with joyful heart, we are gathered all together tonight to celebrate this beautiful liturgy, knowing that God, our loving Father, is always with us in the person of His Son, Jesus Christ. May the peace and the love and the joy that the birth of Jesus Christ brings at His birth remain in your hearts always.